You have to have a lot of flexibility in your composing styles to compose for TV, to compose for film, because each one of those is going to require maybe a different flavor or a different style from you. Do you approach the producers perhaps with your interpretation, or do they come to you and say, Federico, we want you to compose a piece of music that is going to reflect the particular theme of this movie or this TV show?
It varies. Some producers tells you what they want. Some producers assign a music director or a music supervisor, and they give you the guides of what they're looking for. Very early, when I started composing music for those cheap movies back in Mexico, I was told by a great musician, you need to listen to all kinds of music. You need to start dissecting that music to learn what makes it stand from other genres. So when they ask for certain style, what they're looking basically, it's not the style, it's probably one color or one riff that they like when they give you the examples, and that's when your craft needs to show up.
How difficult is it to score for film? Because, I mean, we've all seen, you know, when John Williams is scoring Star Wars, you're in front of this large screen, the conductor's in front of the orchestra, and he's written music to synchronize with the imagery on screen. Is that something that you have to do when you're writing for film?
Well, John Williams is not from this planet first. basically, you need to understand the pace in the editing, what the producer asks you, what the director asks you, the colors they want. Using that as a starting point, then you need to create a rhythmic or a melody that is not bothering what's going on visually. And obviously, sonically, the dialogue is the first instrument that you need to take care of. So you need to protect the dialogue. And then try to feel with accents, with melodies, with rhythms, all the gaps that are in between the dialogue.